I'm Sean.
And I'm Alex.
And that's Grayson.
And this is Autism Building the Puzzle.
One piece at a time.
Hi, and welcome to Autism Building the Puzzle, one piece at a time. I am Sean, your host, back with another fabulous episode. I'm flying solo this evening on today's episode. Wanted to tackle an interesting topic that isn't necessarily, you know, just specifically for or related to autism. It could go by a couple of different names. Emotional fatigue, emotional exhaustion, feeling burnt out is another word or phrase I've heard people use for this kind of feeling and situation. I wanted to take a few minutes to talk about it. It's something that I think is apparent in a lot of people's lives, but obviously for us parents with autistic children, it's even more apparent because we have so many more things going on. Not trying to pigeonhole the people that don't have autistic children, but it's just we have so much going on. It's so easy to fall into that trap of just getting burnt out, getting worn down, getting overwhelmed, and things like that. So, I read one of the reasons I want to talk about this is I was looking it up myself because I've been feeling this way a little bit lately. Just with all the changes we've been going through and the family and Grayson starting homeschooling, me starting new jobs and still trying to manage all the business, Alex doing homeschooling with Grayson and, his therapy time's changing and everything like that. There's so much going on that, I have felt it a little bit. So I actually was doing some research for myself and then I was like, maybe I should share this with the audience. There's some good stuff here. So, first of all, what are some of the symptoms of emotional exhaustion or emotional fatigue? So you have a lack of motivation, you have trouble sleeping, irritability, physical fatigue, feelings of hopelessness, absent-mindedness, apathy, headaches, change in appetite, nervousness, difficulty concentrating, irrational anger, increased cynicism or pessimism, sense of dread or depression. You could also have a failure to meet deadlines. You can have a reduced or lowered commitment to your organization. Calling out of work more, things like that. So some of the causes of emotional fatigue are pretty obvious, and this is on a broader spectrum. Obviously, work related, you have family related. Obviously, some jobs are very high intensity work environments, high stress work environments. Financial problems, relationship issues. So those are just a few. Now, what are some ways we could, help this or mitigate this? Some may say treatments for emotional fatigue or emotional exhaustion. I would say obviously the number one on the list and the most prevalent is obviously pretty obvious. Eliminate the stressor. So there's only one problem with that treatment or solution of the problem, and that is you can't eliminate every stressor. So you can't just get rid of your kid, you can't get rid of your wife like that. Life doesn't work like that. So unfortunately, it only works in certain situations. Obviously maybe you can get some space away from certain things, certain people or whatnot. If you have the ability to do so, but so obviously that's only going to work for certain things. Some of the other things, eating healthy and exercise. have both been proven to help with that. I mean, obviously, I've done a lot of research on mental health. I have bipolar disorder, and you know, eating a healthy diet and exercise have a huge impact on that. So obviously, when you're talking about mental fatigue, getting feelings of like depression as one of the symptoms of mental fatigue, it makes a lot of sense to correlate that together. I mean, obviously, exercise is going to release endorphins into the bloodstream, and that is really going to help stabilize your mood. It's going to increase your energy levels. Same thing with eating. Filling yourself up with the right fuel. I mean, I used to be a personal trainer years ago, and nutrition was half of, getting yourself in shape. It wasn't just the exercise. You had to fuel your body the right way and help your body recover the right way. Working out really actually tore your body down, and resting, eating is what builds it back up. That actually leads into the next one, which would be getting enough sleep. And I think that's one that I have a little bit of trouble with, because my schedule is so erratic right now. I have a consistent sleep schedule, but it's not consistent on a daily basis. So I know that Monday, Wednesday, and Friday nights, I am not going to get sleep during the night. I'm going to get sleep on the following day in the morning. And then, obviously, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, I know I'm going to get regular sleep at night. It has definitely affected my mood from time to time. It has affected my stability when it comes to, emotionally and mentally and stuff like that. Your body gets in a rhythm. And it's not always easy to perform at a high level when you're not in that rhythm. Next is limiting alcohol use. I mean, listen, folks, this a lot of these are pretty self-explanatory, I mean, honestly. We know having a drink or a glass of wine, half a glass of wine with dinner every day, whatever, that's healthy for our systems, but obviously, limiting the overall amount of alcohol we intake is going to help us mentally, physically, emotionally, and in every other way. It also is going to tear down our body so that, if we're not getting the best rest or eating right, it's just going to further tear our body down and make us, make it even more challenging to, stay even keeled and, focused and positive. So, next we have practicing mindfulness. This is something, Alex and I have talked a lot about, obviously meditation. It's always good to stop, take a minute, meditate, clear your head. We're always going a mile a minute. I found that very difficult the first few times I did it, to just kind of let my mind go and let all the things and stressors in my life go, but it is extremely helpful. I do it regularly now. So yoga, again, another thing, breathing exercises, going for a walk, especially somewhere in nature where it's a little quieter. Another good one, keeping a journal. That's something I've done over time and started to do more lately as well. So, and that's very helpful and therapeutic, and really makes you think through what you're feeling. Some other stuff that I've got here from my research. Just taking a break. Knowing when you need a break for yourself to do something and take a little time away from the things that are, causing your stress and stuff like that. Connecting with friends. It's something like I know I don't do enough of is connecting with friends and other, you know, extended family members as much as I should, you know, for my mental health. And, you know, having just a sense of connection with others, it can go a really long way in, you know, into improving your mental state at the time. So, obviously, towards the down at the bottom of this list here, we have talking to a doctor or seeking a professional for, you know, maybe CBT therapy, which is a type of, you know, talking therapy with a therapist. That's one of the more effective tools that therapists have for dealing with these kind of emotional exhaustion, emotional, mental fatigue things. So now, some of the symptoms. Emotional exhaustion could cause heart disease, high blood pressure, frequently getting colds and infections. You can gain weight, you can have insomnia, premature aging. That's probably the worst symptom for most people. Anxiety and depression. So, you know, it's not something that you want to take too lightly. You know, I'm a firm believer that we have to push ourselves and strive for more, and strive to succeed and live a, you know, incredibly wonderful, joyous, fulfilling, abundant life. But, you know, you have to understand that there is a point where it's too much. And there is a point where you're better off and you're going to be a better person and more successful in all the different aspects of your life if you take a step back and take a couple, you know, a couple moments off, a day off, an hour off here or there, whatever, a vacation, you know, whatnot. You need to have that periodic time to just recover yourself. And like me and Alex have said on many other episodes, just bring the best version of yourself back after that. So, yeah, so I guess that's my little spiel for that episode. You know, like I said, I have gone through this more than one time in my life. And, you know, I had to bring myself back and kind of read through this and remember these things for myself recently. You know, and I wanted to share that stuff with you guys, because I'm sure there's folks out there that feel similar ways. So that's pretty much all I have. We are going to try to get Dr. Nicole Lapera on our show soon. She is known as the holistic psychologist. She has number one New York Times bestseller, a very close friend of Alex's and mine as well. We're trying to get her on the show to talk to you guys. We think it'd be pretty awesome. So we're trying to get her crazy, busy, successful schedule in check to get her on. But anyway, that will be something that can kind of build off of some of this stuff. Check us out on IG, guys. Facebook. We have a group and a page. We have some stuff coming on there, some blog posts coming out. So please check that out. And with that,
for Autism Building the Puzzle, one piece at a time, I'm Sean.
And I'm Alex.
Signing off. Take care, everybody.
Here at Building the Puzzle, we understand how difficult and challenging it can be for parents with autistic children that have communication delays. Well, if you're in New Jersey, you're in luck. The Speech Paradigm has you covered. They're helping children overcome speech challenges all across New Jersey. They offer both telehealth services as well as in-home therapy. Please reach out to them. You can take a look on their website at www.thespeechparadigm.com. You can reach out by phone at 732-203-5268. You can also find them both on Facebook and Instagram as well, at The Speech Paradigm. We are also sponsored by Grayson & Company, making homemade toys. They have everything from wooden homemade toys to sensory bins, sensory boards, all different kinds of toys for your children. They can be reached at grayson-company.myshopify.com, as well as on Facebook and Instagram, as well as Etsy. On Etsy, they can be found at Grayson and Company Toys.